On today's show, Honda and GM form a joint venture to build fuel cells. Opel is showing off a new CUV called the Crossland X, and Ford is taking a unique approach with its Super Bowl commercial. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. General Motors and Honda are taking an important step forward to making fuel cells. They're forming a joint venture to manufacture them at the GM plant in Michigan that assembles battery packs. The investment is fairly modest, $85 million, and it will create about 100 new jobs to begin with. Honda began leasing its latest fuel cell car, the Clarity, late last year in Japan. In the U.S., it offers a lease for $369 a month, with $2,500 down and 20,000 miles a year allowance. General Motors always said that fuel cell technology is advancing so rapidly it would not start manufacturing them until it was sure it would not be obsolete by the time it reaches the market. Sounds like they think the time is ripe. GM and Honda seem to have a good relationship too, going back to when GM started buying V6 engines and transmissions from Honda in 2003 that went into the Saturn View. If the fuel cell JV goes well, you have to wonder what their next steps might just be. Back in 2015, Toyota announced an ambitious plan to reduce the CO2 emissions of its vehicles 90% by 2050. But that's not the only way it wants to improve the environment. The company plans to eliminate CO2 emissions from all of its manufacturing facilities by the same time period. And today, the company took the first steps to achieve that goal. Toyota is now using 2 fuel cell forklifts at its Motomachi plant in Japan. That number will grow to 20 next year, and by the end of the decade, between 170 and 180 hydrogen-powered forklifts will be in use. And eventually, all of its facilities will replace conventional forklifts with fuel cell-powered ones. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yen Feng, experience in motion.
This coming Sunday is that television extravaganza called the Super Bowl, where CBS will try to squeeze in a football game between all the commercials that are scheduled to run. That's where advertisers try to outdo each other with faceplants and farts being a common theme. But Ford is taking a very different approach. It's going to run a 90-second ad that's all about the future of mobility. Look for shots of autonomous cars, connected cars, bicycles, and even a city of the future. That's very unusual for a car company. They usually have a hard sell for a new car. But Ford seems to be using the Super Bowl to convince as many people as possible that it's serious about getting into mobility services. At this year's Detroit Auto Show, Infiniti showed off its not-so-subtle vision of what the next QX50 will look like. And I'd like to take a moment to highlight a couple of very unique touches on the interior that I hope make it over to production. Quilted seats seem to have become a staple of what defines luxury. But the design team at Infiniti used a clever approach I've never seen before called single dot quilting. Rather than having a diamond or X-shaped pattern, it's a single stitch that, when repeated, creates the illusion of a quilted pattern. I think it looks very interesting. The other thing I'd like to see carry over is a treatment that's been applied to the wood trim work. An open pore wood was first bleached white, then get this, sprinkled with a silver dust that settles into the grain, and finally it's clear coated. You know, it's something that an owner may never know how it was done, but it really makes the grain of the wood pop and it catches your eye. You know, as always, we'd love to know what you think. Coming up next, a look at a new crossover from Opel called the Crossland X.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Air quality is an issue all around the world, and in an effort to reduce pollution, we've seen several big cities ban vehicles with internal combustion engines. And this can end up putting a burden on some of the businesses that operate within these cities' limits. But to lighten that burden, Paris has launched an electric commercial vehicle sharing program. A fleet of 10 electric vans, which come from Peugeot, Citroën, and Renault, will be provided at 5 charging stations in 2 of Paris's central districts for businesses to rent when they need them. A number of shops are already using the service, and if the 1-year trial program is successful, it could expand into other parts of Paris as well. You know, we here at Autoline Daily like to keep you up to date with new products from around the globe. And here's the latest model from Opel, a new crossover called the Crossland X. It joins the Mokka X in the company's CUV lineup, but unlike that vehicle, which is capable of some light off-roading, the new Crossland X was created for a more urban environment. The CUV has a number of powertrain options, ranging from gasoline, diesel, and LPG engines that can be mated to manual or automatic transmissions. And it's also available with a number of the latest infotainment and safety features. The Opel Crossland X makes its official debut tomorrow in Berlin. And hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. We'll have a new Lincoln Continental in this studio because our special guest is Mike Celentino, the chief engineer of that car. So be sure to join John and Gary Vasilash this Thursday afternoon to get the inside scoop on that car. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.